place plan gone? Oh, Jeff, are you doing the update on the new book? Sorry, I didn't know, is that? Obviously, correct. Rob, just for your benefit, and I'll get Jeff just to introduce himself, because you probably are the only person in the room who doesn't know who he is.
Yes, hello members of the Alton Berlin Board. Nice to see you all since I stood down a year ago. Yeah. To be replaced by Paul from Iwell. I'm sorry I haven't got a written report on this, but I've been away for much of the last month, to be honest, and before I was prepared, but okay, quite likely it wasn't performed without my sight of it, and I think that's fair enough. Just to briefly refresh you, for those of you who've been on the board for a while and newer members, Health and Wellbeing Board agreed back in October 2017 to establish a project in the Newport East Isle of Wight Council Ward, which I represent as the Isle of Wight Councillor and a Newport Castle Parish Councillor, and have done for 14 years. For those who don't know, Newport East is largely the Pan and Barton area, includes parts of Shide as well, which is generally recognised as having the lowest sort of socio-economic profile of any area on the Isle of Wight. I think, you know, there are comparable areas in Rye, but essentially Newport East is the one that sadly at the bottom, despite numerous attempts over the years, certainly whilst I've been a councillor and before, to address the issues in that ward. I was approached in September 2017 by Councillor Mosdell and Councillor Stewart to ask if I would lead this project, and I was absolutely delighted to do so, and spent the next few months establishing a steering group that would be able to monitor the place project, which would use asset-based community development, but for the community to work for themselves to improve issues there within the area, rather than have people coming in and doing things for them. Ultimately, the council funded a community builder post, which was appointed in April last year, who was to be employed by Community Action Isle of Wight, using an Isle of Wight Council grant. That person got going very effectively, and there were a lot of good initiatives set up over the summer of last year, etc. But for reasons I never really understood, it seemed to lose its way in the autumn, and I don't want to go into all of that because we're potentially talking about personal issues. But it got to the position in April of this year at your last board meeting, where there was was agreed by the board that an initiative should be made to relaunch the project, and the chief executive of the Isle of Wight Council presented you with a paper at that time to address that. Entirely coincidentally, at that time, my community and the democratic community group therein, which I established called Pan Together, succeeded in securing a grant from a big lottery of nearly £120,000 towards making the local community centre sustainable in the longer term and establishing a community centre manager. Much of that post was going to overlap with the community builder post that was almost already in place. Nonetheless, we the steering group that I had established met in May with a senior officer of public health, Eleanor Reid, and agreed that we would endeavour to relaunch the project and made certain arrangements for there to do. Unfortunately, the community builder then was unavailable for any meetings to establish an action plan, etc., to get the project moving. On Tuesday of this week, then, presented a recommendation that we had both agreed that the project be terminated, particularly given the fact that the Pan community now has the lottery funds for the next 3 years to address a number of the issues in the project. So what I'm recommending here, along with Eleanor Reid, and I hope it's got approval from the leadership of the council, is that the project be terminated forthwith, that 3 months' notice be given to community action, that the funding will be terminated in accordance with the grant. Now, in terms of the financial implications, originally you allocated, that was about nearly £68,000 towards this. £28,000 has been spent so far, so there'll be a saving of £40,000, which I know the Allied Council always likes to save money, so I do do a favour there as well. But I think the lottery fund just has to make proof for them. The community builder is currently writing up a summary of what was achieved in the year and 3 months that she's been in post, and there have been some achievements. But I understand that she will be redirecting for the duration of the rest of the contract. But it will not be in working time because we don't want the overlap. There is a real risk that if you have the community build and the community centre manager, they're just going to tread on each other's toes, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, so Chair, I don't think I really need to say any more than that. It was a recommendation, you know, that from Alan Rave and I in particular, is that, that, you know, that we recognise that things were achieved from the project, and that but that we close the, certainly the project as it relates to the Newport East community. There's still the issue as to whether you'd want to try it in another part of the island or whatever, which I think was the original intention, you know, maybe Ryde or Venra, I don't know. But from a Newport East point of view, I think it needs to be ended. Thank you, I conclude.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for a very comprehensive update which is recorded. Claire, I'm assuming you're going to second this and therefore want to speak to
it. Yeah, I think this does need to be recorded as a formal decision by Councillor Brodie and myself, and then that's recorded on record with health not being forward. That sort of ticks the boxes in that direction. Councillor Brodie is happy with that.
Yeah.
And thank you for all your hard work that you've made.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you.
I think it should be noted that from the PAN project point of view, that, you know, we're very pleased they got that grant. I mean, that's a substantial impact.
It is indeed.
So you can, Claire, I think you're happy to make the council point of view of the delegated decision. The Health and Wellbeing Board would be happy to endorse that.
I just say, Chair, that obviously, the funding for PAN together and what they're doing there is obviously entirely independent of the council, although it's a charity and I'm a trustee and quite a senior trustee of it, as you'd expect after my involvement in that community over many years. I mean, we are not looking to do this in isolation, and there will be lessons to be learned from what we do there. I mean, we all here, because they're very good at spinning, I suspect, aspire to tell you how wonderful they are. Plan together aren't as good as doing that. We tend to keep things under our hat, but there will be significant lessons learned over the next 3 years.
Thank you. On behalf of the council, any other savings you can come up with, we're welcome those as well. If I move on then, thank you for that.